Hello, everyone. So we are almost in May, but we have a couple more days left in April. And so, what can we expect this week of April 29th? So, we're going to be working with the cycle of the 18-9. And what this can really bring in is some area where we need to finely tune or come more into greater alignment with some area that is of the physical realm, right? So we're talking about things such as our very physical body, our vitality, things that make us feel good. So this is going to be a week where we might be asked to, see where it is that maybe we need to make some modifications to our diet so that we feel healthier, so we feel good. Again, it's not about what we look like, it's about how we feel. So quality of life. And so also it could be, do we need to be getting better sleep? Do we need to stop burning the candle at both ends type of thing? So do we need to find greater balance between home and work so that we can feel, rested and rejuvenated, and so that we're not, always expending all of our energy without filling our cup back up? This week is really about filling the cup back up. And so you may find that spending more time in nature helps to rejuvenate you. Greater focus on self-care is absolutely highlighted this week. Anything that makes you feel good in your body is definitely going to be at the forefront this week. Also, this is going to take into consideration all things associated with the eight, because again, 18-9. So we'll definitely be asked to look at, things such as power, money, status, influence, not only our relationship to those areas, right? Like, how do we feel about power? How do we feel about, us stepping into our own power? How do we feel about success and abundance? And I know that that can sound like, well, yeah, everybody wants success and abundance. But in reality, when we're faced with that success and that abundance, a lot of times imposter syndrome can step in, feelings of unworthiness. And so we may be confronted with those areas where we have some misaligned belief systems that are actually keeping us from truly stepping into, our greater power, that empowerment, as well as not only attracting that abundance to us, but recognizing it when it comes in. Because a lot of times the packaging can look much different than what we want it to or what we expect it to. And so this is going to be a big week of saying yes to things that make you feel good, right? And anything that's standing in the way of you feeling good in this human experience will be asked to be released, to be healed, to be moved through, and to be no longer sort of impeding your movement forward. When we move through a nine cycle, a lot of times it helps us to release the things that we don't necessarily have the courage right now to release, that maybe we know we need to release or to work on or to make modifications in that area. But we just don't feel ready, or we don't feel like we have the power or the strength to do it. And so, a lot of times, the nine energy can come in and be like, oh, this needs cleaning up. I'm gonna do this for you and remove it, and you'll just have to figure it out from there. So, it's sort of like this push of divine intervention that really helps us to see where it is that we've actually been kind of holding ourselves back, maybe in some kind of self-imposed prison that we thought we had healed, or we thought we'd moved on from, or we thought we had healthy belief systems around. But when we're actually confronted with it, we're like, oh yeah, okay, I need a little bit more work there, or I need a little bit more deeper understanding about myself and my wants and my needs, and where it is that I'm actually sort of beating myself up as opposed to helping myself move forward and feel good within this physical experience. The other thing is, it can confront us with, let's say that we're in a position of power or a position of influence. This energy can come in and say, okay, great, but what are you doing with it? And are you using it with integrity? So if you have all this influence or all this power, that's great, but what are you doing with it truly? Is it for strictly selfish purposes, or are you using not only that wealth and that abundance and that influence for personal gains, but also using it and circulating it to a greater population to help uplift, empower, inspire others as well. So really big energy here when it comes to those areas of our life that, you know, we see on a daily basis. We see influencers, we see people of status or power, you know, on a daily basis. And we may want to be like those individuals, but really this week is going to say, what's keeping you from stepping into that energy? And once you're stepped into that energy, what are you going to do with it? Because, you know, both have consequences. So anyway, a lot here around getting into alignment wherever there might be misalignment that maybe we didn't even know we had. But when we find that area and when we pinpoint it and when we do the work necessary to get into alignment, we start to feel really good. And we start to feel good in our physical body. We start to feel good energetically. Our vitality comes back and we start to see the results. So big, big, powerful energy there. Now, this is also a great time for dreams and imagination and new big insights and ideas coming in. So I would definitely say pay attention to your dreams. Pay attention to your daydreams. Like, where does your mind go during the day when you're, you know, doing something you don't really want to be doing, you know, that keeps you from being present? Where does your mind go? Because a lot of times that's a great indicator for where you would rather be. And so the question is, what do you need to do to get there? So let's say that you're doing some kind of menial task that, you know, is job related or whatever, and your mind keeps going to, I don't know, being an artist or being doing whatever. The question's going to be, what are you going to do to actually follow your dreams, to follow where your soul keeps taking you in your daydreams or your night dreams? And, or your visions, right? Like if you just get like this download or this hit throughout the day and you're like, you keep thinking about it or it keeps coming back to you, there's something there. There's something that wants to be explored. And this is such a great energy to do it. This isn't necessarily the time to take immediate action on whatever's coming in for you. It's more about the planning stage. It's more about getting organized. So having that big idea, having that insight, having that dream that keeps reoccurring, right? That keeps coming back to you to nudge you to say, but I want to go in this direction. I want to be doing this. And so this is a great planning stage to get your ducks in a row, to figure out how can I get from point A to point B? How can I get to that place? And then to start, you know, taking action to do that. I would say once this, you know, this week kind of passes and then next week will be in more of a one energy, that's going to be the time to really start to take action. But this week is great for that planning stage and getting organized. Getting organized in any area of your life that feels cluttered, that feels chaotic. So if you need to clean out your closets, if you need to clean out your attic, like, you know, actual physical space, then this is a great time to declutter, to clear that space, clear your mind. This also goes for the mental chatter. So if you have a lot that you're overthinking about, overanalyzing, this is going to be a great week to dive in there and clear out the clutter. Get rid of what's no longer serving you and focus your energy and commit to what is serving you and what can help you to move forward, because that's what's going to make you feel best in your physical body, right? Body, mind, spirit, truly. I would also say be careful this week about deception. So if you are signing contracts, if you're going to sign your name to something, or if you are committing to something and saying yes to something, just read the fine print. Just make sure that your best interest is taken into consideration and that you're not committing to something that could be sort of deceptive in the long run. You know, so just read the fine print. Just don't be too hasty and don't be too quick to sign your name to the dotted line without reading the fine print and maybe even having a professional take a look at it as well, just to make sure everything looks good and that you're being taken care of as well. I will say this energy very much is about getting clarity, but not being able to see quite clearly just yet. It's almost like the moon energy in tarot where, you know, things are being illuminated and you can see, but it's not like the sun where like you can see everything. So just be cautious to the extent of not being overly cautious, but just keep your wits about you. So beautiful energy this week. I hope it's a great week. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.